Beaumont Tower has been a part of the Michigan State University landscape since 1928, and current state's Jamie Paisley went to the very top of the tower to inspect the series of bells up there, part of an instrument called a carillon. I hope you're not afraid of heights, Jamie.
Well, actually, I am a little bit.
And it's a little bit of a climb.
Exactly, and those last set of stairs look very steep, and even more so when you're trying to keep a microphone in your hand as well. But that's all in a day's work for Professor Ray McClellan, the MSU carillonner since 1997. And although Ray has been the carillonner for nearly 20 years, he still thinks many folks don't know that there's often a musician up there.
I'm afraid that probably a lot of people, they hear the carillon, they just probably think it's a computer playing. Now, the computer does play MSU Shadows every day just before 5 o'clock. But, of course, when it's sounding the quarter, half hour, three-quarter, and full hour, it's a computer playing. I don't want people to think that somebody's actually sitting up here every 15 minutes and playing the bells. But actually, people ask me that question, so obviously some people think that. But most of the time, when you hear music playing, it's going to be a live person.
We're here at the bottom of Beaumont Tower, and it is a fairly crisp day, let's say. And I know that there's a heater in the bells themselves at the carillon, but is there ever any time where it's unsafe to play that you're fearing that it might crack?
It's not that it's unsafe to play. It may be bad for the bells. So yeah, ice can form on the wires. And so I tell my students, every time you go up to play, make sure you check the batons. And if something won't move, don't force it. Just lightly work with it, because that's a very bad thing to try. If we break a wire, then we're sunk until you can get it repaired. So when I play, the clappers inside the bell are playing. But when the automatic system plays, it's the hammers on the outside of the bells. And so not all the bells have those hammers. 27 bells have the hammers, and then all 49 bells have clappers that we play. So when the computer plays, as it's playing the half hour, three-quarter hour, it's the computer doing that. And it's playing the hammers on the outside of the bells.
You have a variety of students that come, and not all of them are MSU students. Could you talk about the process, about how the different sort of community members that also come in to take lessons?
Yes, so any student at MSU can take carillon lessons. They just have to have some keyboard experience and be able to read basic music. And they can come and email me or call me and ask if they'd like to audition, and it's an easy audition. But if they're really interested in playing, they certainly can. And I've got a couple of students this semester who are definitely not musicians, but they're really interested in playing the carillon. So I try to work with them and see what we can do. But I also have students who come through the Community Music School. And the Community Music School is sort of an off branch of the College of Music. So you can enroll there for very inexpensively to take lessons. And you don't have to be a university student. You can be anybody from the community, and you can take lessons that way, too.
There's an interesting technique. As you talk about the students that come, they have to have keyboard experience. But there's not really a whole lot of five-finger technique when you're dealing with keyboard. It's a very different sort of playing mechanism that you have.
Yeah, so just because I say you have to have piano experience or keyboard experience doesn't mean you have to be able to play with your fingers. You're actually playing with your lightly closed fists. And so you're hitting, I don't like to use the word banging, but you're hitting the keys and also playing with your feet. And so most of the time we're playing single notes with each hand, but sometimes we open our hands to play chords. And there's all different kinds of techniques to play chords, broken and open chords and stuff like that. And then your feet, you play with your both feet. And so actually we can get a very full sound on the carillon.
And how many days of the week are you actually on campus?
I teach on Tuesdays, and I play at noon, and I teach all day. And basically, I'm just here one day a week. And of course, the students have to be able to come here to practice, because there's only one place to practice. That's the ground floor of Beaumont Tower, where we have a practice clavier, practice carillon. And you can't practice at home. You have to come here to practice. So we have to make a schedule and let people sign up for their time to come to practice here.
My name is Yiting, and we're standing at the Beaumont Tower, where the carillon sits.
Yiting Chua is one of the carillon students of Professor Ray McClellan.
I've been taking lessons for 4 years now, I believe.
But are you a music student?
No, I'm actually a criminal justice major. The first time I came across this was my senior year here, and I wander upon here where the doors open and then visitors are invited to go upstairs and actually watch Ray play. So I went up there and realized, wow, this is really cool. And then given that I have previous piano experience, so I decided to take lessons.
We're not at the top of Beaumont Tower right now. Where are we?
We are on the first floor, and basically the ground floor when you enter. And you see there's a practice carillon that resembles what it's actually upstairs, but it's not attached to any bells. It's so that students can practice down here.
If it's not attached to any bells, what is the sound that comes out of it then?
I believe it comes out from a computer program that imitates what it would sound like when the bells are playing upstairs.
When are you allowed to then go upstairs to play the normal carillon?
So we do go upstairs at times during lessons to prepare ourselves for the recital, which is at the end of semesters. All the students will gather together and then play upstairs.
Do you want to play a little bit?
Yes.
That's the sound of the practice carillon instrument at Beaumont Tower on the MSU campus, as played by Yi-Ting Chua, criminal justice grad student who also takes carillon lessons from Professor Ray McClelland. Yi-Ting then leads me up to look at the regular carillon, which looks a lot like an old-fashioned weaver's loom, with a row of cables heading straight up to the ceiling. At which point, I'm led to yet another set of steps.
Oh, we're going up there?
Yeah.
Oh, cow, okay. It's really cold. Wow, these are steep. And you can't really see a whole lot either. Yes, there's light now. Wow, these are massive. There is another way that other people can see the bells themselves and the instrument, yes?
As far as seeing the bells?
Coming into Beaumont Town.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I just wanted to mention that Beaumont is played on weekdays at noon. And this semester it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday because our regular Wednesday person is traveling. So, but it's open on Tuesdays when I play. Tuesdays at noon, we open it up to the public to come upstairs. And people can come up and watch me play, and then they can take a look at the bells and see how it works and ask me questions between pieces. But the other days of the week it's played, but it may or may not be open because we have to have a guard at the bottom of the tower.
Since you're not based in East Lansing, are there other carillons that you are responsible for?
No, this is the only carillon I'm the official carilloner for, but in the state of Michigan, we have now, I think, 14 carillons, probably almost more than most states. Texas may have as many, and maybe for some reason out east, the carillons started. The art of carillon actually started in the Netherlands, now the Netherlands and Belgium and northern France. And that art expanded, especially here after World War II, because it takes so much money to build a tower and have these bells. So the art in North America has really continued, especially after World War II. However, our carillon was, the tower was built and the bells were installed and finished in 1928, and it was dedicated in 1929. And so there were some carillons during the time when the Rolling Twenties, when there was a lot of money rolling out around before the crash. So there's a lot of carillons from that period. But in Michigan, we have 14. There's two in this area. There's one in a church in Lansing, Century United Methodist Church, right next to the Capitol building. Grand Valley State University has one on each of their campuses, one in Allendale and one in Grand Rapids. And then there's two in Ann Arbor, one on Central and one on North Campus. But I should say, the biggest carillon in the world that is the biggest in the number of bells is in Bloomfield Hills at the Kirk in the Hills. They have 77 bells. So no other carillon has that many bells. And the third heaviest carillon in the country is in Ann Arbor at Burton Tower, because their biggest bell is 12 tons. So we're talking about the original heavy metal music.
So then what are the size of the bells that we have upstairs?
So we go anywhere from 2.5 tons up to the smallest bell is 15 pounds. And it works perfectly for our size of tower. We're not a huge tall tower. We're about 104 feet tall, I believe it is. And we had the 49 bells, and they're all inside a chamber. So the sounds all mix nicely, and then the sounds come down outside through the louvered, there's little louvers up there, and the sound mixes nicely.
Little what? What
louvers. Is that? So like, well, they don't open and close like shades or anything, but they're louvers, so the sound is cast down, almost straight down, so it doesn't travel a long ways. So in the summertime, if you were to come and listen to our summer recitals, we have all through the a month of July, Wednesdays evenings in July at 6 o'clock. Now we haven't scheduled all of our recitalists yet, but we usually have them from all over the world. And so people sit outside when it's so nice outside on the green grass and under the trees. Some bring their blankets and some bring gourmet picnics. And they're out there enjoying the time while the Caroline's playing.
For those that don't want to come out in mid-January and sit in the snow, they can come in the summer.
That's right. Yeah, it's pretty cold outside, but it's nice when you can come inside and listen, watch, and play when I play on Tuesdays.
You can find more information about the Beaumont Tower Carillon at tour.msu.edu. And if you're interested in taking lessons yourself from Professor Ray McClelland at the Beaumont Carillon through the Community Music School, you can visit cms.msu.edu. For Current State and High Above the Banks of the Red Cedar, I'm Jamie Paisley.